Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Touch, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The Monday edition. What will happen to Matt LaFleur? I think things are trending in a direction that I believe will get some less than supportive calls from our fan base. But that doesn't mean it's the wrong thing. Edition. Some interesting answers and lots of non-answers yesterday from the head coach. We'll have to wait and see what happens next edition. And if you have frustrations that you'd like to get off your chest, as always, we are here for you edition. I'm Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, although I'm having a little bit of an issue with mine at the moment, but I'll be on soon. And of course, everything you need on the all new, although not as new as it was, but all awesome ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find both in the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios from his undisclosed location. Although maybe he's in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios too. I can't see him at the moment because I can't get my video to work properly. He is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. I still am kind of in that, you know, yesterday you woke up and you're kind of like, that really happened? That game play out the way it did? And then, you know, today your kind of reality is kind of hitting, and now the Adam Schefter news reporting that kind of what the everybody else reported before the game on Saturday. And I don't know, you know, you always get prisoner of the moment-y after a gut punch like what we saw Saturday night. But this is, I think this is not going to go, this is going to go over not great in Packer, in the Packer lore, especially early this offseason, if they do come to terms, and I'm sure they will. You don't put that out there if that's not where you're at. So Matt LaFleur, I think he's going to be back, and if he's going to be back, I do think there's going to have to be changes, but man, he is up against it. The pressure that we anticipated him not having going into Seattle on Saturday is ratcheted up as we thought. This is going to be a long, hard, difficult offseason for the Green Bay Packers, trying to figure out what they need to do to stop having what has happened really over the last 16 years in the postseason becoming a regular occurrence. That's where I'm at.
Jesse, where are you at on this? Because I'm very curious to get the calls pretty much immediately.
Yeah, the calls are lining up already. I think the question that needs to be asked is, has Matt LaFleur gotten the Green Bay Packers as far as he can take them? It kind of reminds me of Ned Yost with the Brewers in the
You mean the Ned Yost
2000s.
That won a World Series with someone else,
yes.
Right?
It is okay, possible that Matt LaFleur can be a championship caliber coach, and he may go somewhere else and win a title or contend for one. But with this core group of players, two of which were not healthy for the final stretch of the season, in fairness, has he gotten them as far as he can get them? If your answer is yes, then it's time to move on from him. If your answer is no, I think he can still propel them further into the postseason if situations were different, if he makes adjustments, whatever it is, I think I'm in the camp that he can get them further than what they have done. I think it's been last year they could not. They exceeded expectations 2 years ago. And this year, disastrous injuries down the stretch of the season. Expectations were not high for a majority of Packers fans going into the playoffs. But the way the game played out Saturday, clearly that narrative flipped for a number of people. But I don't think Matt LaFleur has gotten the Packers as far as he can possibly get them. And for that reason...
Why do you say that? He's had 7 years. He's had different eras of it. Why do you say that?
Because he's gotten him to an NFC Championship game two times, right? Yeah, two times he's gotten to the NFC Championship game.
The first one wasn't.
It was different.
I'm saying that was that. I know it's 6 years ago, but it feels like it's 10 years ago.
And it was with Aaron Rodgers as opposed to with Jordan Love. Beating the Cowboys in a 2-7 game. They're still the only 7 seed that's ever won a playoff game against the Cowboys a couple of years ago. They just need to not be the 7 seed. And they wouldn't have been the 7 seed this year if Micah Parsons doesn't get hurt, or if Tucker Kraft doesn't get hurt, or for sure if both of them don't get hurt down the stretch. Injuries are a part of the game, but also like the 49ers just lost George Kittle in the game yesterday. They won, but are they probably going to win the Super Bowl? And are they going to say if Kittle was healthy, they could win the Super Bowl? Probably. It's going to be different now. Injuries aren't a full excuse for why you don't perform well, but it can be a reason for why you don't ultimately achieve what you want to achieve. And that has to be considered in the conversation about his future and what this season ended up being.
So one of the questions I have is that's what I get anytime I bring up the injuries, right? Well, look what the 49ers have done this year. And it's fair. How come nobody says, well, look at what the 49ers did last year? Why doesn't anybody say that? Because that's great what they've done this year. I am in no way, and I think Kyle Shanahan is a fantastic coach. He also seems to be in perfect harmony with his general manager. But last season, they were besieged by injuries, and they went 5-12. And there were people that were doing the same thing to Kyle Shanahan despite 2 Super Bowl appearances because he didn't win them. That they are saying what they're saying about Matt LaFleur now, right? Like, it's hard. You're talking about Micah Parsons and Tucker Kraft. And so I'm not saying that those are the only reasons why, they had a lot of injuries, so they should keep him. I don't think that's...
If I may jump in, I don't know what's going on with our video. All that's great. And I'm not going to disagree with you on that, but... We had a 21-3 lead. Nobody was nobody thought we were going to win the Super Bowl this season after Micah got hurt. Like, I think there was, stuff can happen and it's a wide open NFC, but the 7th seed and 3 road games was going to be, at least that's how I felt.
Uh-huh.
But that's no excuse for what happened Saturday night. None. And what happened the last time in Chicago. None. So that's where I'm having a little bit of a disconnect, and I think Packer fans are understanding that going into Seattle was going to be tough sledding, even though Sam Darnold's a turnover machine, you know, without Micah and without all of the injuries that we have. Yes. But we were able to get out to a 21 and should have been 24-3 lead at Soldier Field. And the part that is the most troubling to me is I wasn't shocked that it played out the way it did. When we got stopped 3-and-out to start the second half, I thought, oh boy, we're not built, or whatever is going on. There is something about this team and how it's been the last couple of years where we don't step on throats, we leave it out there, and we continue. In the NFL, crazy stuff can happen. If you don't put people away, crazy stuff will happen. So while I agree that, you know, falling short of a championship, I didn't want us to have the mindset that it would be okay. We all understand there's excuses and there's reasons, but there was no excuse for what happened in that second half Saturday. None. Don't give me injuries. Don't give me any of that. That was just a – I don't even know what – I was trying to diagnose how and why it happened. Caleb Williams made a couple of nice plays. The Bears battled. The Bears believed that they could, and the Green Bay Packers thought, boy, I hope it doesn't. That's what happened. And once that snowball started, we didn't have, other than Matthew Golden making a great play, which I thought had snuffed out the rally, the Bears never stopped believing, and we started continuing to think, what could go wrong? And that is where I have the hardest time dealing with the next 4 or 5 years of Matt LaFleur. How is that going to change? Because I can tell you, those psychological scars, they don't leave. You suppress it, and it's a new season, but that's the issue that I'm wondering, how is that going to change? And that's where you saw all of this online commentary, and I saw you say it. I saw James Jones, who works for the Packers, say it. I don't know how you let him back in the room.
I did not say that. He said that, just to be clear.
Yeah, he said that. You said something similar to that. I don't know exactly your quote, but you would not be surprised. You don't know how you could bring it. I don't know. You can speak for yourself. I can't see you, but you can speak for yourself.
844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. We will get to your calls coming up. Just to catch you up to speed, just as Ian Rappaport had reported going into, although his phrasing was very delicate, going into Packers-Bears, Adam Schefter reporting this morning that the trending is toward Matt LaFleur returning and the Packers and the head coach working out a resolution about his future here in Green Bay. I am guessing that a number of calls that are already on hold don't love that. As I said after our conversation on Sunday Karma yesterday with Craig Karmazin, the easy thing to do with the villagers at the wrought iron Lambeau Field gates carrying their pitchforks would be to fire him, right? Everybody will be happy. I think the harder thing is to decide that this is what you're doing, that you think that this guy is still the right guy and there need to be some adjustments to certain things that you do organizationally and definitely some adjustments to some of the things he does. But if this is what Ed Policy's first major decision is going to be, he's going to have to be ready for criticism, because I can feel the fan base lining up to make a very clear statement on how they feel about this. We will get to your calls coming up. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We'll get to your calls after Tausch tells us about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It for your New Year's resolution. The sky is the limit with Pella's zero interest for 4 years. Finance offer, no payments, no interest for 4 years. Think of everything you can do in 4 years. Get a college degree, raise your toddler, while they're getting ready for school, and you can serve a full term as president. Start your journey toward meeting your personal goals and enjoy Pella's highest quality products with exclusive features custom made for your home. This deal ends January 31st, so schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
Your call's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Let's get right to your calls. Jesse, how did you phrase the question you want asked? What are you, Tausch? Do you believe that they've gone as far as they can or what? Something to the effect of Matt
LaFleur. Has Matt LaFleur gotten the Green Bay Packers as far as you think he can take them?
It's a great question.
Hey, Jason. Quick question before we take calls. I believe the only thing, obviously, that NFC Championship game against Seattle was a bigger collapse, and obviously the stakes were higher. But you wonder, how does a team respond to, you know, Mike McCarthy that next year after having your heart and guts ripped out like that?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? How do you view this? And I didn't want to misquote you, so I wanted you to be able to quote yourself rather than me quote you on your thoughts right after the game on what you felt about where Matt LaFleur's at with his job status.
Yeah, I was in the immediate aftermath of the game. I was having a hard time picturing Matt LaFleur not losing his job over this. And that was, again, kind of the guttural reaction in the moment. At the same time, like, then you spend a little more time thinking about it. And look, you know what my issue is here. My issue is that we don't spend any time taking a look at the roster building technique and whether or not there is a tweak to be made. Look, we should definitely spend time talking about in what ways Matt LaFleur should alter what he does. And Matt LaFleur said yesterday during our Q&A session with him that they have to look at everything from a coaching perspective. What does he need to do differently? And I think he will. I would certainly hope that part of this equation, if he indeed is going to be extended and continue as the coach, if I'm at policy saying, all right, let's take a thorough look at how we do things and what do we need to do differently. My issue and the thing that I just don't think, I'm not saying, this is again, Johnny nuance. I'm not saying that the approach of being young is the wrong approach. Far from it. Because younger players get hurt less. Younger players are going to continue to grow and get better. They are, you would hope anyway, hungry, right, to prove themselves and earn their next contract, all those things. So it is not purely, they're too young all the time. It is more nuanced than that for me. And again, I'm working on this story about their maturity or lack thereof. And in multiple conversations I had, you could say it's Matt LaFleur's fault. And look, Matt LaFleur is the head coach of the football team. The buck stops with him, Truman. But, you know, I look at a team that, to me anyway, on Saturday night, couldn't deal with success of being up 21-3, right? Mike McCarthy, our biggest challenge will be handling success. And then when they faced adversity, didn't do a good job of handling that either. And so, to me, there is a value in having a handful, three or four guys that really are those bedrocks of, hey, when things are going really well, they're going to keep on our butts to not let up. And when things are going to hell in a handbasket, they're going to lift us up and make sure that we handle that adversity. And when I look at this team, I see Josh Jacobs. And I don't know who else I'm supposed to see that has that kind of gravitas. And to me, that is, I saw Micah Parsons, but he was up in a luxury suite with his crutches, warning them via Twitter not to let up. That's not the same, right, as being on the field. And so I to be clear, I'm not, I know, you know, I get teased that I hate Goody and everything else, but that's not true. But I do think that there is a conversation to be had about how can their roster building technique be a little more beneficial to them handling the highs and lows of games and of seasons. And I think, you know, and again, Davante Adams is one of my favorite players, but do I think that Davante Adams would have been a valuable piece to this team, even with all the young receivers they liked? Of course I do. But that type of personality doesn't have to be a superstar player. But like, Rashawn Gary was a captain on this team. Did you see from him the type of leadership or example setting, given some of the moments of effort where we saw they were open to question? Did you see the type of leadership that you would say, okay, that's a guy that when things go to hell, not a high snap count guy, is going to make sure that we're going to be okay? Like, think about your teams. Think about the kind of offensive lineman you had. Think about the types of guy you were. And again, I'm not, and I say this, as you well know, with the greatest amount of respect for your career. But you've said yourself your body was breaking down toward the end. That didn't mean that you didn't have value on the 2009 and the 2010 team before your injuries. I'm not saying we need a bunch of 11th-year veterans. But I do think that there is an immaturity to how this team handles themselves. Whether they make announcements like we could go undefeated and then we never talk to Rashid Walker the rest of the season. There is something to that. And I don't think I'm wrong. And I think there are players who are mature who would back me up on that. The quarterback does not have the same personality as his predecessor. So look, we can have a conversation about Matt LaFleur and that he needs to do a better job. And I don't disagree in any way. There have to be demands put on him, assuming he does return. Also, there need to be fresh ideas. You can't just keep giving guys that left here and then lost their jobs elsewhere jobs to come back. What fresh ideas, and this is not, I'm using Luke Getsy as an example. What fresh ideas are Luke Getsy bringing? What fresh ideas is Nathaniel Hackett bringing? I mean, you have him working on the defensive side. But, you know, you could change the red zone to the gold zone again. Maybe that's why they were 3-for-3 to start the game. I don't know. But my point is that it's never one thing. And it feels like the entire conversation, oh, Matt LaFleur let his foot off the gas. They threw the ball 74% of the time in the second half. Does that sound like letting your foot off? He wasn't running Josh Jacobs into the line of scrimmage three times and punting. They had four possessions. They got 19 yards. They sucked offensively. Their offensive line failed to adjust, and that is partially Matt LaFleur's job and partially Adam Stenovich's and partially Luke Butkus's job to figure out how the hell to protect your quarterback, because he was star-spangled awesome if you gave him any time whatsoever to throw the football on Saturday night. So my issue here is, and yes, I did say that to Homer at 1:30 in the morning on my way back to Green Bay. And in the immediate aftermath, it does feel like, holy cow, how do you bounce back from this? Right? But again, I think smart people, and I'm not putting myself in that group, but I think smart people can adjust what they're thinking. I would think that James Jones, with a little more time to contemplate it, would not say something to the effect of, you can't let him back in the building? I mean, yeah, I suppose you, if you're Mark Murphy, you can not let Mike McCarthy back in the building until the next day so he can say goodbye to his team. But I know that this, I said it to Craig yesterday on Sunday Karma, and I thought Craig said some really, really interesting things. I tweeted them out if you haven't seen them. But to be honest, you know, when this starts to trickle out that they're going to work on an extension, and there's, it's not done, and there's still certainly things that can go awry, but we all knew what the response would be from a large majority of the fan base. I don't know who was polling it yesterday, but it was about 2/3 that did not want him back. I can see that. I'm not surprised by that, especially given that we're not even 48 hours removed from a loss that is in the pantheon of Terrell Owens' catch in San Francisco, 4th and 26, the 2014 NFC Championship game. I mean, there's other gut-wrenching losses and embarrassing losses, but those are the Mount Rushmore for Packers fans of the modern era. So I get all that, but I'm still not sure that it can solely be laid at Matt LaFleur's feet. And it feels what people want to say.
I hear everything you're saying. And the question I have is, you saw the resiliency, and I don't want to use the term grit, but that is, football's a game of grit and resiliency. You're going to get knocked down. And we saw that with the Chicago Bears. We didn't see that. On Saturday with what the Green Bay Packers did. There's some mistakes. There's using that timeout. Even with all that, you know, the thing that is really troubling to me is we caught every break in that game. This wasn't the ball bouncing goofy and an onside kick. And, like, we fumble the ball a couple of times and we get it back or they don't pounce on it. Like, there was break after break went our way. And you have a coach on the other side. If they don't win that game, he made some of the worst decisions you ever saw in the first half because they were desperate because they knew they couldn't stop Jordan Love in this offense. And we still ended up losing. And by the way, it wasn't some miracle. We ended up, that's the part of this. It's this game. Playoff football stands on its own. And my question is, how do you get to where your team, under this leadership, because Matt LaFleur is going to be back in Green Bay. I know all the semantics, and unless he's asking something outrageous, which I doubt he will, he's going to be back. What is going to change, and how do you go about changing it? Because what we've seen is you get 3 picks against Tampa in a postseason game in the second half, and you can't cash in and find a way to do it. You have a much better football team, and your special team stinks. Your special teams, first off, if Matt LaFleur comes back, this special team's better be completely overhauled. Again, because it ain't working. Mm-hmm. That has to be part of it. And then, obviously, the offensive line had a bad year. They did. The mixing and matching and everything, it didn't work. So there will be changes there. And that is going to be, I think, the top of the list, as it was, by the way, last year. And Goody, say what you want about Aaron Banks. I think he got better as the season went on. This whole thing, it just didn't work this year. It didn't. Jordan Morgan's going to be out at left tackle. But the question I have is, how do you get a mentality shift with a coach that's been there 7 years? How do you change that mentality? Because right now, people look at Green Bay, and by the way, his best friend in the world, Bob Saleh, felt like we take these boys out, drown them. Dan Campbell said it. That is the, whether you like it or not, that's how the rest of the league views the Green Bay Packers under Matt LaFleur, is that we can out-tough and out-physical and out-mental this group. That's when you talk about drowning people out in the middle of the ocean, that's what you're saying. They won't tread water longer than we will. That's what he's saying. What's going to change? How will that change? That's the question I have when Ed Policy makes this decision along with Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur is a smart dude. He is a really good offensive coach. Can you switch that part? I don't know the answer to that. But if you're going to do this, somebody better have answers, and they better be able to execute those answers, because last Saturday night, Ben Johnson had the same philosophy that Dan Campbell and Bob Saleh had. And by the way, we drowned in Lake Michigan. That's what happened.
So, Tausch, again, you always believe in solutions. So let's talk about solutions before we get the calls. If you believe
which we do, that Matt LaFleur will now be back based on the way things are trending. And that's not a done deal yet, but it is certainly appears to be trending in that direction. What are your solutions? What do you say some things have to change? So what would those be?
Well, I think obviously you're going to switch special teams coaches, and I would be shocked if there's not some shifting on the offensive line. The offensive line needs to be better than what it was. And, you know, I'm obviously biased. I don't know what James Campen is up to. He is the longest serving assistant coach in the history of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, he works for the team. He's here.
James Campen interviewed with Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur had a system, this outside zone, all this stuff that he felt like Steno and everybody else, and that's great. And by the way, a lot of good things happened offensively with Adam Stenovich and with Matt LaFleur. But there needs to be a concerted effort to get this football team in a better mental state of mind. And I don't know how you go about doing that other than bringing in some tough some blanks and are going to demand tough some blanks that play for them. That's how you switch that. And if that's different players, different coaches, you know, Matt LaFleur is going to be Matt LaFleur. I don't think you're going to sit here and all of a sudden say Matt LaFleur is going to be Clint Eastwood walking through a swinging door saloon, guns blazing, shotting down whiskey, and be, you know, being the last dude, toughest. I don't think that's going to be the case. But that doesn't need to be the case. Bill Walsh wasn't that, and they won a lot of championships, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know Mike Shanahan. I'm not sure how tough. I don't know all that. But I know this. Their teams had a toughness about them. And right now, when you look at what happened Saturday, would anybody sit here and tell you, and I just keep going back to Bob Sala, Dan Campbell, and now obviously Ben Johnson, and they all view things the same way. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. I don't have the solution. I don't know. Like, if I'm Ed Policy, before I ink Matt LaFleur to a big boy extension, I'm making sure I have some answers that I feel comfortable with, because you know it ain't good enough to be a 7 seed 3 years in a row in Green Bay. It's just not. But if you sign this extension, do that, I'm telling you right now what fans are going to say. And they're not going to care about injuries or anything else. They're going to say, we're settling for mediocrity. That's what fans are going to say. And I'm guessing that's what our callers are going to say when they call in today.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. The Packers players will be cleaning out their lockers today. That will commence for us in terms of our access to them as they do so at 10:10. So I will turn over the reins of the program, which I think will be popular in the YouTube comments, to Jesse. And then I will return once we are done talking to players as they donate their cleats and all the other things that they'll be getting rid of out of their lockers this morning. 844-770-3776. That is the Carbless Talk and Text line. List is more. We will get to more of you. Well, we'll get to starting with your calls. Now that Tausch and I have had our conversation, coming up after I tell you about Associated Bank. I'm going to miss doing our three things to watch presented by Associated Bank every game day. Did last week's Saturdays from outside of the Associated Bank gate here at Lambeau Field. That's all over, but they're customer service is not. They're always going to be the best in the business. They've got the awards to prove it, because that's what matters most. And remember, it's not branches that make a bank local, it's roots. And Associated Bank's roots run deep in Wisconsin. If you want to make the switch, go to associatedbank.com. There you can find out about early pay, so you can get access to your money up to 2 days early from your direct deposit from your employer. Credit monitoring to make sure you're ready to make that big purchase like we did with our Steinhoffel's furniture. And of course, fraud protection, which they were there for me when someone tried to get my identity and our millions upon millions of dollars that we had in the bank. Go to associatedbank.com to find out more. Your call's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
On the air, on demand, on social, on Wisconsin sports. Serving Wisconsin sports fans. This is 100.5 ESPN.
844-770-3776. Let's get to your calls right away. Thanks to everyone who's been holding on for as long as they have. I know we've had full phone lines for a while. We go down to Chicago and begin with Thomas. Thomas, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. Has Matt LaFleur taken this team as far as he can?
Yes. He's had chances with both the Aaron Rodgers-led team and now with Jordan Love. Correct me if I'm wrong. Wasn't Micah Parsons and Tucker Kraft available for the Browns and then the Cowboys game and then part of the Panthers game before Kraft got hurt?
Sure.
Yes. And we lost those games? Okay, yes.
Undefeated this year? Just to clarify, how many teams didn't have a bad loss this year? How many teams went undefeated?
I mean, zero. But, I mean, you lost to the Browns.
Those games deserve criticism. Don't get me wrong, Thomas. They deserve to be criticized for those performances. But go ahead.
I think all Pack fans are just frustrated just seeing this Schefter news. Like, what is policy going off? Like, to me, is he coming back? So that means that LaFleur has lost control and that he's being told what to do or else he's gone. So what does that say? That means that this guy is just some sad puppy dog being told what to do and just doing whatever he can to keep his job or else he gets fired. Like, what does that say? And, like, what is policy going off of to judge to keep him? Like, he's had 7 chances, 1 in 5 of the last playoff games. And, like, the fact that someone should be telling Ed Policy is, we saw this coming, and how can you bring him back for that? And then, like you said, Goody should also be the fall. And then just start over. But then, like, again, it just goes to the part of what is he seeing to justify bringing him back? And what does it say that it's basically out of Matt LaFleur's hands to do anything, or else if he goes against it, he'll just get fired?
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to be the dynamic. I look forward to Ed Policy answering questions when this is all resolved. I would say this, and I'm fascinated by some of the responses in our YouTube chat. I get it. People are frustrated. I get it. There's many of you who don't want this to be what it appears to be the resolution will be. How many years did Andy Reid coach in Philly?
And 13 or 14, I think.
And how many Super Bowls did he win there?
0.
Now, he did have the success he had elsewhere, right? So it wasn't at the place he started out at. So if you – let's just play out this hypothetical with a 3-time Super Bowl champion and former Packers assistant who Ron Wolf admitted in retrospect he had his next coach after Holmgren left in his building, and instead he opted for Ray Rhodes, which was obviously a mistake. But he was the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles from 1999 through 2012. I am guessing, and I don't remember, but I'm guessing there were plenty of people calling whatever the Philadelphia equivalent was of Wildy and Tausch many years going, I don't want this guy to be the coach anymore. I get it, right? Hey, look, the video worked. I understand that. Totally get it. And so I understand that there's going to be frustration here. I understand that Packers fans don't want this. I guess I look at, because I don't want to have to be in this role either. I don't want to be Johnny apologist for Matt LaFleur here, and that's the way I'm winding up today, which is fine. Jesse, can you stop putting me on video until I get this thing situated? I would just say this. When I look at where this team is at, well, I finally got this damn thing to work. It's been a day. And so my question is, what makes you so sure that this guy sucks as a coach? Because that's the vibe I'm getting from a lot of people.
I don't think people think he sucks. I just think Jason, here's what I think.
No, I think there's a lot of people that think he sucks.
No, 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 but I understand, but nobody is going to say that he sucks as a regular season coach. Nobody. What people are going to saying is he can't get it, and the big moments come, we're not getting it done. That's what they say about Matt LaFleur.
Right, and my question
and
is,
whether that's a big
how much
regular
of that is
season
just
game,
him? What percentage what? Blame does he deserve for that?
But that's not how the world works, Jason. You know that. That you're responsible for everything. It you, Truman, you, that's how this works. It's not life ain't fair as an NFL head coach. Tough luck. Mm-hmm. Does anybody think that he's not a smart, offensive-minded guy? Everybody feels that way. The league does. There's nobody that thinks that's not the case. People are questioning, can he match the moment? The moments are big. Is he able to match them? And I thought he got a lot better with the, you know, the challenges and all the emotions. I think he's gotten better. And this is the part that you have to wonder, and this is what Ed Policy's banking on. He is getting better. He's growing. And you made this big splash move with Goody to bring in Micah, and you opened a three-year window to go win now. Mm-hmm. And this year didn't. And it's out, some of it is outside of his purview. Do I think that they would have won if Micah Parsons was playing on Saturday? Yes, I do. But that's not the reality. And I have rightfully taken a lot of heat about ifs and buts or candy and nuts. I own that. That's true. It sounds whiny, and it is completely fair. Bear fans are crushing me, and I take it because it's fair. But that's where that's Ed Policy is banking. We think we got the right pieces. We have to figure out how to keep everybody healthy and play our best ball. The question Packer fans rightfully have is, what makes you think it's going to be different? These big moments, we continue to fall short. And in painstaking ways. The part that is just so dumbfounding, and I felt this way, and I'm certain most Packer fans felt this way, after that second three and out, even though we stopped the Bears, one of them, everybody thought, oh boy, here we go again. That's as a fan base. That ain't healthy. So what's going to change? How are you going to change it? That's the million-dollar question. That's why this is even a conversation, because if you were just going off of wins and losses and records and the fact that Matt LaFleur's been in the playoffs every year but once, nobody would even be asking this question about should Matt LaFleur be back. Green Bay's different. Green Bay has different expectations, and they're falling short. And that's why fans in the YouTube channel are all pissed off. And everybody, because while this year was a little bit different, blowing an 18-point lead to your arch rivals that everybody hates, and now this right, you wanted a rivalry, Jason Wilde, you got one.
I did.
Mm-hmm. You wanted a quarterback to match Jordan Love, you got one.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
One quick question for you, because he was having what I would say was his best game of the season. Do you remember what the score of the game was when Edgerrin Cooper was injured?
21-9?
21-6. Again.
Okay.
I understand. The 49ers lost George Kittle yesterday, and they still found a way to win. You already are without your field-tilting star that you acquired because you recognized that your roster as it was constructed was not going to win a Super Bowl, right? Otherwise, Goody doesn't make that move to open that three-year window. And then you lose a guy who was unbelievable for the first 2.5 quarters. You would agree that that was the best we saw from Edgerrin Cooper on Saturday night.
I think
he's
been pretty good most of the year, but yeah, him and Quay both, I thought, showed up in mm-hmm. big ways Saturday.
Yeah, I thought so too. So again, and I understand that the buck stops with the head coach. You guys know that I am a huge Halfley guy. This was not the first Bears loss where the defense played great for 59 minutes. They failed to recover an onside kick. They give up the game-tying touchdown on a bust and then lose in overtime. This was allowing 25 points in the fourth quarter, the third time in NFL history that a team has scored that many points in a fourth quarter in a playoff game. Do we have to at least say something about the defense. And you can either
defense,
say
defense stunk in the second half. Yeah, and okay. Part of it is Cooper being out, but you had no answers for your tight end. Yeah, you got to come up
couldn't
with it. Was almost
Lovelace.
Like Plaxico yep. Burress in that NFC Championship game. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, one last thing. All right, so for the foot off the gas crowd. Okay. Packers go 3-and-out on their first possession of the second half, 2 passes, 1 run. Packers go 3-and-out on their second possession of the third quarter, 2 passes, 1 run. Packers third possession, there was that amazing completion to Darian Kennard when they blew their protection, and that was the only option he had to throw to. That was a pass, then another pass, then another pass, then another pass. I guess my question is, what constitutes letting your foot off the gas for Matt LaFleur?
You could say the defense let its foot off the gas. It doesn't have to just be offense. I didn't think Matt LaFleur went into a shell.
I didn't think so either.
I just think we started feeling the moment. And that's, listen, playoff football, you feel moments, man. But you feel it, and nobody could pull. Matthew Golden, I thought, saved us. He pulled us out of it by just being a beast. Jordan Love was fine. Like, I'm not blaming Jordan Love in this. I thought our O-line played junky. We couldn't run the football at all because, trust me, Matt LaFleur wanted to line up and just pound the football, suck clock, win the game. And to his credit, he ended up throwing it 75% of the time because they couldn't run the ball a lick with Josh
they
Jacobs.
They could not. Nope.
So I'm not blaming Matt LaFleur letting up. Defensively, and it was more of a who is going to step up and say, no, it ain't happening, Captain. And Matthew Golden did.
He
but
did.
But he didn't.
Did you have him on Prize Picks? Because that would have been a good call by you.
I had McManus. I'm trying to think.
How'd that go?
I won one. I won one. I lost one. Prize Picks was fun. Big matchups. Playoff intensity. Oh, we felt that. And elite hoops almost every night. A lot going on, and it is great to be right on Prize Picks. Simple to play. All you got to do, pick an entry, get your player projections, pick more or less, and you're done. No drafts, no waiting. Just get your lineups in. You can do it in under a minute. I went Stafford more. I had Bryce Young with a tutter. So my day was good on Prize Picks. Jump in. It's fun. You got a game tonight that you can play. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI to get $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good.
To be right. Wildy, please stop talking. Okay. We'll get to more of your calls next. It's Wildy and Tosh.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Let's get to your calls again, 844-770-3776. Let's begin, I've lost track now, with Mo in Illinois. Mo, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. What are you thinking?
I'm gutted. I'm sick to my stomach. I don't feel any better than I did, especially being at that game. It was absolutely brutal. You know, it's funny, my buddy that I went to the game with, he's a Bears fan, and I'm sitting there at halftime, and I'm ticked off. The minute Brandon McManus missed that field goal, I just felt the momentum swing. I had a really bad feeling going into the second half. And lo and behold, the Green Bay Packers go 2-and-out on 2 straight drives. And that's when I was mentally preparing for the worst-case scenario. We've seen this movie too many times. What can go wrong with the Green Bay Packers will go wrong. And that's been the story of the season all season long. I described this team as a very immature football team earlier in the season, and they prove it time and time again. When the brights get light, they crumble. When the brights get light, they have mental mistakes. And it's just one of the things that I noticed, and Tausch, you know, you're a player, and I didn't see this going too much, like going on too much when you were there. I don't like how this season and the players on the Packers have talked too much. They gave a lot of bulletin board material or whatever they call it to opposing teams, and I didn't like that. You had Christian Watson talking this week. You had Keyshawn Nixon talking this week. Keyshawn Nixon should be the last one talking. You had Jeff Hafley, who I love, but what he told you, Wilde, and the reporters, that, oh, we'll see you next week. I didn't like it. Ben Johnson, who I can't stand, he took offense to that. He mentioned it post-game. And my last point that I'd like to make to you all, I sent a tweet out and it's going a little viral right now. A lot of people agree, but a lot of people disagree. I don't feel too strongly about Matt LaFleur. I think he's a better offensive coordinator than he is a head coach. But my ideal vision would be the following. I would like Robert Saleh as the head football coach of the Green Bay Packers. I would hire Mike McDaniel as the offensive coordinator, and I would bring in Raheem Morris as the defensive coordinator, assuming Hafley leaves. I think Saleh is a man amongst men. He's a tone setter. He's a culture setter. He's exactly what this football team would need, and that's my ideal vision, guys.
That's one vision, and I'm glad it's going viral for you, Mo. Let me give you this one. It's kind of like yours. Jeff Hafley ends up leaving. You have to fill both your offensive coordinator, because I do think they're going to move on from Steno. I don't know that for certain, but I get that feeling. If Mike McDaniel and Raheem Morris don't get head coaching jobs, I think Matt LaFleur, there were fans that wanted to see him give up his play calling duties. And my response was, who the hell on this staff are you going to have call plays instead? That was my response. And I never really heard many answers on that. If those two guys don't get head coaching jobs, Matt LaFleur has relationships with both. Now, I also have said that he needs people with fresh ideas and people that are going to challenge him. But if you have those two former head coaches as your coordinators, this is purely theoretical.
Sure.
And Matt LaFleur says, I need to do a better job of managing games. And they look, I understand the special teams conundrum. I am not advocating for them to bring back Rich Bisaccia in any way. I do think, and I think it was Jim that pointed this out amid all the complaints in the YouTube comments, that Matt LaFleur in 2019 wanted to hire Darren Rizzi and was told they weren't spending the money that Darren Rizzi was commanding. And Darren Rizzi has now had some head coaching interviews. So maybe.
Well, so did Bisaccia, though, too.
Sure, but maybe
that doesn't mean Jack.
It doesn't, but he's still considered. And again, so was Rich Bisaccia when they got the job here. I think there are going to be changes. I don't think it's going to be the way Thomas in Chicago depicted it, of you're going to have to run the team the way we want you to if you want to keep your job, and
well,
he will be neutered.
If you're telling him you got to reshuffle staff, that's kind of what you're telling him.
Yeah, I think here's the thing. I'm not sure. And Matt LaFleur does not have a great track record of being capable of firing people. He had trouble firing previous special teams coordinators. But I think that he, down deep inside, as much as he may hate that, I think he recognizes that there need to be changes. I think he does. And we'll see what happens.
Let me tell you this. If your answer to being grittier on offense is to bring in Mike McDaniel as the leader of that side of it, I'm going to be a hard pass on that. That's all I'm going to say.
Grittier?
Matt LaFleur is if Matt LaFleur, yeah, I think that's if you want to look at resiliency and grit, does this team have it this year? Did they have it?
Not enough. No.
Where did it come from? Where would you say it was?
I think after they lost back-to-back games to the Eagles and to the Panthers, they answered the bell with four straight wins instead of it spiraling. That'd be one way.
That's good. And maybe Mike McDaniel's a whole different animal, but to me, if Matt LaFleur is going to be the head football coach, he needs to call plays. That's his specialty.
I don't want my offensive coordinator to be grit guy. I want my offensive coordinator to be smart guy and creative guy and innovative.
I want my offense to be tough and resilient too.
Sure.
And if
the
you're
people
bring
that are playing offense.
Huh?
Yeah, I want the people that are playing offense to be gritty and resilient. Yes.
Well, who sets the tone?
What?
Who's setting the tone?
I don't understand the question.
Who is setting the tone on offense?
Your offensive line.
Okay. But your offensive coordinator is a big part of what you're going to do with that offensive line. Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, I don't understand what you're not understanding. So, the bottom line on this is right now, what is the biggest question mark if Matt LaFleur comes back as the coach? What do you think the biggest question mark fans and Ed Policy should be asking?
How are you going to win more games in the regular season so you're not the seventh seed and you win a division title and you have a different path to getting somewhere?
Every
in the postseason
road team won except for the Chargers and us. That's what happened yesterday. You aren't going to find a bigger home field advantage advocate than me. I promise you that. It's about meeting the big moments is what I would say the answer to that is. Meeting the big moments, winning the big game. It's easy to go beat Arizona. It's easy to go, and obviously could be Cleveland this year, but my point, yes, you want to get home games, but you have to win those tough road games in the regular season to earn the right to play at home. And we're 3 years in where we haven't, but let's not make that as the big reason. This is, you know, it's easier to be the one seed and to go on, no doubt. But I don't think that's the big question mark about Matt. He's been the one seed twice.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't won in the playoffs.
Nobody's talking about those 2 years, though. I mean, nobody is.
It's right? Part of his resume.
Right, but nobody's talking about that right now. They're talking about the fact that the last 3 years, they have been the seventh seed, and they wouldn't have even made the playoffs if they hadn't expanded the playoffs, and that he stinks without Rodgers, right? I mean, that's what people are saying now.
Okay.
Right? Is that not true?
I think they're saying, can he meet a big moment? I think he's done with Jordan Love. They've made the playoffs. Yes, it's a seven seed. They also had one of the great wins, the only wins, I believe, as a seven seed. So I don't think it's necessarily that. It's like, why do we keep having that? Why do we feel the way Mo and myself and I think almost every Packer fan felt after that second three and out of, oh, boy. That's where I think we're like, how do we get out of that? How do we stop that from happening? And that's, the head football coach, yeah, players got to go make plays. We all understand that. But why aren't we? What's the reason? And how do we change it? And is this the guy to do it? Those are the questions I think fans have today. That's what I have.
Do you think this is the guy to do it?
History would tell me it's not.
That's not what I asked.
Well, I answered a question the way I wanted to answer it.
We'll get to the 10 o'clock hour. The Packers locker room is going to be open for locker room clean out. 844-770-3776 is the Carbless talk and text line. That is one call you can make. The other call you can make is the Gruber Law Offices if you've been injured. That number is 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666, Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. You can find out more about the firm, about all the great things David and his team do in our communities, all the great lawyers that are there, and how they win at gruber-law.com. The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.